Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Reed. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ron Reed. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Dwyer reaches third base with a triple. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero misplays the ball. That's an error on Guerrero. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. White steals second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Davis fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Davis. Foley goes all the way around to score. Dwyer moves to third. It's 1-0, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McBride moves to third. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko fires to first and has Brock trapped. There's the throw to Foley who tags Brock for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackanin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 1 in the game. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manguel hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0 for 1 in the game. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyson hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Foley reaches second base with a double. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foley moves to third. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 2-0, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Expos. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey pinch hits for Ron Reed. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is called out on strikes. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Harry Parker now pitching. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackanin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Expos. Mike Garman now pitching. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 2 in the game. Renko is called out on strikes. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 3 in the game. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0 for 2 in the game. Wrights hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to second. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Garman covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Garman, and towards Guerrero, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 2 in the game. Tyson hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Mike Garman. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Greg Torlecki now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mackanin strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0-for-3 in the game. Renko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to second. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-4 in the game. Manguel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to second. 2 outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.